CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at row 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies drops back. He's got a throw.
Throw it
now
to
he's
the streaker.
Run with it. And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the Sam, you call it.
He's into the end zone and he's breakdown. In the end zone, bare naked. He's being chased by security and he's
he
fell down.
Go.
Security is coming.
He's going for
get
the
up
delivery.
The fence.
Oh, he's
going. You gotta love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial free?
He's gonna put his team shorthanded.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
Friends down here tonight, and I know everybody's ready to have a good time. Yeah! And everybody's looking so good, feeling all right tonight. So everybody come on,
come on.
Now!
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is Vengeance is Mine. I was going to say my show.
You were
going
to say We All Fall Down?
Yeah, it's because I'm used to the shtick. I'm used to saying, you know, my unwritten script.
I sometimes answer the phone with what I answer at work when I'm not supposed to.
That's pretty sad.
Mm-hmm.
Did I already introduce myself?
No.
No, I didn't. My name's Marielle. I regularly host We All Fall Down here on CITR Thursday afternoons. But this week, CITR is having a show swap of sorts.
Indeed.
Indeed. Trevor and I didn't really swap shows because Trevor is still here.
Exactly.
But that's
I'm just
okay.
observing.
That's all right. I am now the teacher. Now you are.
Exactly.
No, not at all, though. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a huge klutz, and I don't know. There's going to be a lot of dead air, a lot of, damn it! And
it's charm is what you're describing
there. Lots of good times.
Charm of radio.
Charm and wit.
Yeah, that.
So I have planned out Trevor's show for the next 2 hours or so.
Some great tunes.
Is your show 2 hours?
Well, it's like an hour and 45 now.
Well, I mean, like, does it go until 2 a.m.?
Sometimes. If I don't have to catch the bus, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
I used to have a car, and now I don't. Now I got to catch the bus.
Did it bite it? Did the car finally?
Yes and no. We didn't get the insurance renewed. We're going to trade it in for all this money and stuff. They've got this really sweet program.
Money and stuff.
Yeah, like money for a bike.
I hear that it's good.
Bus tickets, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
yep.
Indeed.
So the car's no more.
That's all right.
I heard that.
Okay, because gasoline, retarded.
This is about all I ever used it for, actually, was driving to and from the radio show.
Really?
Yeah, it was really sweet. I really liked it. In the past, I have ridden a bike and taken the bus and shit.
The hill, like, to get to UBC, it's a gauntlet.
It's lengthy. There's some length to it. There's no question.
I tried to bike here to UBC the other day. And let me also point out that the bike that I ride is a shitty little BMX. And so it just wasn't happening. I probably got about, like, halfway here, and I was like, I'm just going back home. And I thought it'd be all downhill on the way back, but it felt like it was uphill both ways.
I thought you lived right over there.
Yeah, I do, but there's still a hill.
Yeah, all right. I had planned to rent a bike and ride up here on Thursday for your show.
Really?
Is it 1 p.m.?
Yes.
Thursday, 1 p.m. Be here at 101.9 FM CITR for the best edition of We All Fall Down you ever heard. This is your daddy's We All Fall Down.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Mr. Radio Voice.
So I had planned to rent a bike and ride up the hill.
Maybe you should.
So I'm going to be sweaty as hell during the show.
Sweaty times. Sweaty times are good times. This
because it'll be like high noon when I'm riding up here.
Oh.
Up that hill.
It'll take a while. I'll leave a lot of time.
Or maybe you can just take like the beeline from like Alma.
Bah! Bah!
Fine. Whatever. This week, though, isn't it... what is it? What's so awesome?
Oh, this
Vengeance
is it. This is, yeah, 10 years on the air tonight.
10 years on CITR. You've been doing radio for longer than that.
I have. I did this much the same kind of show in Victoria on CFUV, which is also 101.9 FM, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yep. Oh. I started when I was like 14, something
what
like that.
What a coincidence. And so we've planned a show of epic proportions.
Yeah, exactly.
Or at least I'm going to talk it up to be. So
this has already been an epic amount of talk for my show.
I usually ramble when I don't know what to do because I don't... Oh, I actually did cue up music. Sometimes I forget to cue up a song on... If you've ever listened to my show, it's full of rambling and basically me talking about how my week has been.
That makes for a much more interesting show. All I do is play music and then...
Sometimes
say what
I get I get some interesting calls, even letters. I got a piece of fan letter. Got a piece of mail,
uh-huh.
And it was it's a long one.
Oh yeah,
it's a tome almost. This letter even has footnotes. It's awesome. Provides some medium to heavy reading.
Wow.
For the bus rides.
See? You are the master now.
Now
you're inspiring
I am
the
master.
Legions of listeners.
Okay. Well, the next song... I started off Trevor's show today with a band called The Devil Dogs off of their album Saturday Night Fever. The song was called Big Fucking Party.
That was great.
It's Monday night. We're gonna have a big fucking party tonight.
Damn straight.
And I've never seen them before because that band broke up a long time ago. But I've Trevor's seen them.
Yeah, I saw them.
With
the Smugglers and the Evaporators and Cub with Nico Case at the Nappy Dugout, which is now a car wash.
Wow.
Which is right across the street from where I first lived when I first moved to Vancouver 10 years ago.
Is that, where is that? Is that under the...
It's right at Seymour, right at the off-ramp of the Granville Bridge at Seymour and Drake. And it's got these little bubbles on the outside. It's a little tiny building.
Oh, yeah.
It was St. Patrick's Day, as a matter of fact. That would have been 1993, I think.
Memory is so creepily accurate.
I have everything written down, dude.
Yeah, but just because you have it written down doesn't mean you have to memorize it.
Yeah.
Sometimes things just happen. So, anyways, you guys probably aren't used to a lot of talking at this hour. So
that's okay.
Maybe we'll stop. Or we'll just save our talking for later.
What do you
right
got?
Now,
what's queued up here?
I queued up Me First in the Gimme Gimmes. They have a brand new album out. It's called Have Another Ball.
A brand new album that there's one 30-second song that I don't have. Everything else is on a compilation.
Well,
I've heard every song on that album except that one Sodomy song.
It's okay. It's okay. It counts as a new album. Okay? It counts in my mind as a new release. And I tried to play this album on my own show last Thursday. And I'm going to play the exact same song because when I tried to play it on my show, I messed it up because I am a huge klutz. And I think I stood up or like my hands were flailing and I hit the CD player and the song stopped playing in the middle.
We'll
so maybe
tie you
this
to the
time,
chair this time.
Maybe this time we'll get through the entire song. Fingers crossed. If you wanted to call us here in the studio, place a request because Trevor might not, but I will try to honor your request.
Hey, I'll hold a request. I just don't give out the number. I have to say, I almost never give out the number.
Well, I'll give it out right now. Take note, guys, because Trevor will never repeat this number. 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR or even
UBC-CITR
for people that are really bad with numbers. Like me. So, if you wanted to call in. Trevor, do you have a website or anything?
No.
No? Well, if you wanted to download podcasts for this show, Trevor's show, this epic anniversary show, CITR Show Swap Show, you can go to CITR's website, which is www.citr.ca.
And check out all the fine shows while you're there. There
exactly.
Lots of them, including Mary Ells. All right. Play some.
All right, all right, okay, all right. Going to Me First in the Gimme Gimmes.
Boxer.
On, whole song.
I am just a poor boy, though my story seldom told. I've squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such a promise as. All lies in jest, till a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared. Laying low, taking out the poorer quarters, where the ragged people go, looking for in places only they would know. Lie, 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 lie. Wages. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just a come on from some bitch on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters aren't bleeding me, leading me, going home. In the clearing stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down and cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I
but the fighter still remains. La 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 la.
of a state, coerced into concordance, not threatened in a place. It's not just isolated incidents of cop trucks kicking ass. It's a fucking war machine protecting the wealth of the employing class. And you pigs will pay in a big way. Yeah, pigs will pay. What a stupid thing to say. They'll pay for the guns they've used, minorities they've abused. They'll pay for the blood they've spilled, the innocent people they've killed.
Six strings to this world. Johnny said he'll keep them always one turn out of tune. Johnny never listens to the kids that say Johnny X ain't never done the right thing anyway. Johnny wears his leather like a crown of thorns. Johnny spent a lot of time wishing he was never born. Johnny waits eternal spare and tells himself again. Johnny in a basement state of spending the wind.
$15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Oh!
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is not We All Fall Down. This is Vengeance Is Mine. I know. You get used to something. Like, I get used to exactly what I have to say. You'll find out on Thursday when Trevor hosts my show. You will live the experience. I just played... What did I just play? I totally don't remember. This is great. The Bouncing Souls, off of Maniacal Laughter. That song was called Ballad of Johnny X. Prior to that, The Briefs, off of Steal Your Heart. Song was called Genital... No! Genital General. I was going to play that song, but I played Move Too Slow. See, that's the thing. What Trevor usually does on his show is he'll burn like a CD or two of all the songs that he wants to play because he's good and he plans his show out ahead of time.
Basically.
I don't. I will go through my box of CDs at home and pick out a couple random albums.
That's the way to do it, though. It's only because I'm lazy that I do it that way.
Some say lazy, I don't know. Some say you plan ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that I don't put thought into it and stuff, but it's less spontaneous and stuff.
It's okay. That's all right. It's still a good show, and I'm sure a lot of people listen. I was once listening to your show online when we had our old website, the website that showed you how many people were listening online, and there were over 200 people listening online.
I don't believe that for a second.
No. It was weird. I was like... I was up. It was when I was still a student at UBC, and I was up late at night writing a paper, and I was like, "Oh, Trevor's show is on," and I wasn't anywhere near my radio, so I just listened online because I was in front of the computer, and it said there were over 200 active listeners.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
There you go. So people do listen.
Wow, yeah. News to me. I have remarkably few regular callers and stuff. I mean. That Jason guy from a few years ago. That's about it.
I usually don't get... The only people that really call my show are like people that I already know. People that I know around the city.
Right.
That I don't have like the host-listener relationship to. It's like my pals. Or it's Victoria in the other room or something. Yeah, I'm like, okay, great. No, I don't want to play Britney Spears. Ha, you're so funny, Vic. Okay. Those are usually my phone calls. It's great. It's good times. Before The Briefs, I played Propaganda off of their 7-inch How to Clean Everything. It's called...
No, it's not.
What?
That's the album. The 7-inch is called How to Clean a Couple of Things.
Damn it, you're right.
Sorry.
No, that is correct. Trevor's right. And I got that 7-inch from Luke Mead, our music director here at CITR, for my birthday a couple years ago. And I played a song called Pigs Will Pay. Part of that, a local band called Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. That song was called Color Me Green off of their album Great Old Ones.
They're a great local band. They're one of my top three favorite local bands, as a matter of fact.
Top three? What are the other two?
The Invasives and The Rebel Spell.
Nice. Yeah. Would you consider The Rebel Spell a local band? Aren't they from, like, the island or something? Or?
Well, I know the bass player is from Victoria originally. He played in a band called Another Casualty over there. I don't know. They're based in Vancouver, they're a local band.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll count that. Before that, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes off of Have Another Ball. Blah. That was a cover of Simon and Garfunkel's The Boxer.
Indeed.
I thought we played more songs than that, but whatever. Time flies when you're having fun.
Unquestionably.
Monday Night Party. I'm not going to do a lot more talking because it's going to get awkward if I just keep rambling on. So I'm going to play more music. If you want to give us a call. If you want to give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. It's okay. And if no one calls in, I won't hold it against you guys. I know you guys are sitting there listening in your rooms, content.
Indeed. It's still communication.
Exactly. Might be one way. But it's still happening.
Exactly.
Still happening. We're going to play some Death Clock because...
You don't need to justify it.
Yeah, we don't need a reason.
It's a punk rock show, and I do play metal sometimes, but Death Clock is never not appropriate.
Never not appropriate.
What song are you going to play?
Probably my favorite song off of the album, Briefcase Full of Guts.
That's your favorite song, eh?
Yeah, why? What's yours?
Oh, God. Put me on the spot here.
You asked me. I'm obviously going to ask you.
Fair enough. I'd probably go with Go Into the Water, actually.
Really?
That's one of the best riffs I've ever heard in my life.
One of the best? Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's a great dude.
I would guess Trevor for Awaken or Blood Recruited.
Awaken is definitely a good song. Becca's favorite is Mermaider. She's a big fan. And she loves Deathclock. It's so bizarre. She doesn't like any metal, but she loves Deathclock.
Because they're hilarious.
True, but I mean, you can't necessarily tell what they're saying. She still enjoys listening to the music.
Fair enough.
I said that like Squiz Gar. She still enjoys.
She still enjoys
the grandpa's guitars.
I'm going to be honest. The first time I saw Metalocalypse, I saw the entire first season when it was still airing on television, and I didn't get it. I didn't think it was funny at all. I was like, I don't understand this. I don't know. And then I watched it again maybe like a year later. I thought it was hilarious. But that's enough. Apparently that's enough talking. So this is Deathclock.
Briefcase full of guts?
Vengeance is mine. We'll be right back.
just a silly boy. Like me, you're always so scared. Now I'm just out of luck. I wonder if you ever cared. A silly girl, I'm begging you, don't stop being my silly girl. A silly girl, I'm in love with you. Just hang away, get down, I wish I had. I'm so in love with you, my silly girl.
corpses dusted for prints, pried up the floorboards, pieces of planes, and black box recorders. Don't lie,
don't lie.
And I've been preoccupied with these six, six senses that sense DNA on barbed wire fences. Maybe someday I'll find me a suspect that has no boring as heaven. I watched flies fuck on channel 11. There was no one to kiss, there was nothing to drink except some old rotten milk someone left in the sink. And there's no ring, there's no ring on the phone anymore. There's no reason to call. I passed out on the floor, smoked myself stupid and drank my of corpses, dusted for prints, pried up the floorboards, pieces of planes, and black box recorders. Don't lie,
don't lie.
And I've been preoccupied with these six, six senses that sense DNA on barbed wire fences. Maybe someday I'll find me a suspect that has no alibi.
Let the right place at the right time. I'll be dead, running, you'll be just fine. I won't have to quit doing fucked up shit for anyone but me. At the right place at the right time. It will have been worth it to stand in line. And you won't have to stop, say that I'm cops for anyone but me. Your private eye. Your private at the right place at the right time. I'll be dead wrong and you'll be just fine. You won't have to quit doing fucked up shit for anyone but me. At the right place at the right time. It will have been worth it to stand in line. And you won't have to stop.
afternoon just slips away, 'cause it's the end of another day. And as the sky turns from blue to black, time again for the image is back. So I don't know what's right. Screaming at you in the middle of the night. Can you help me, please? Can you help?
No!
You sleep on it.
The walls are closing in.
This time you see that you know it's not right. Now I know.
Take this banner, hang it upside down.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is Vengeance is Mine. My name is Marielle. Trevor is here.
Hi.
He's usually the host of the show.
Sometimes.
Not today. Sometimes. You know, every now and then.
I've missed
when
it
he
a lot
decides
this year.
To show
Seriously,
up.
Seriously. It's
really?
Been a bad year. Yeah. I apologize to the
it's
listeners.
It's been a bad year for the show, or it's been a bad year for you, Trevor?
It's been an all right year for me, yes.
Yeah, I guess it's been okay for me. It's been up and down.
Yeah, see a lot how of goes. Sweet tattoos.
Yeah, I just got a new one done. Actually, I'm going to tell you what I played first before I forget. Played a local band called The Isotopes just now with a song called You Gotta Freeze off of their, I believe it's called the Around the Horn 7-inch. I don't really remember. They're not going to check it out. Before that, Strike Anywhere off of Dead FM. That song was called Prisoner Echoes.
When we went to the Wilhelm Scream show,
yeah,
I had my Strike Anywhere hoodie. Tim had a Strike Anywhere t-shirt on, and there were two other people there with Strike Anywhere t-shirts. We're like the Strike Anywhere twins plus two.
Oh, my goodness.
So
maybe
I took my hoodie
secret
off and
street
yeah.
team. Oh, what a faux pas. It's
yeah,
like
exactly.
showing,
it's like
up,
showing
at
the
party
up the party in the same dress. Exactly.
Same
fucking
dress.
Bitch.
That bitch.
Anyways, please go on.
Anyways, before Strike Anywhere, The Living End off of the Warped Tour 2001 compilation. Remember when I really enjoyed Warped Tour?
Did you go to the Warped Tour in 2001? I don't know if I did.
2001? Did it even come to Vancouver in 2001?
I don't have the slightest idea.
I don't remember.
I probably got it written down somewhere.
If it did, I probably went. But I played a song called Sleep On It. Part of that, Tsunami Bomb, off of their album, The Ultimate Escape. That song was called Say It If You Mean It. That screen was closer than I thought it was. anyways. The Transmitters before that, off of the Teenage Tragedy 7-inch. That was the title track. Before that, Alkaline Trio, off of From Here to Infirmary. That song was called Private Eye.
They've got a brand new album mode now.
Yes, they do. It
Without
is
a single song worth playing.
Agony. It's called Agony and Irony, and it's okay. It's okay for what it is for major label album.
I listened to about 10 seconds of each song today. That's about it.
Yeah.
I was looking for one that was under 3 minutes, and there wasn't one.
It's all right. It's okay. They were here recently. They put on an all right show. You know, don't want to hate on them too much.
And gave good interview.
Hmm?
And they gave good interview.
Yeah, they gave good interview. Good interview fodder. It was good times. I don't want to rag on them too much. You know?
Fair enough. Really, hey, you know,
I still really like them. I still got a tattoo of their logo on my neck.
I hope that the their new direction, so to speak, works for them, and I hope it does make them more popular. And I mean, I love their old music so much that even if I did have an Alkaline Trio tattoo, it wouldn't matter what they did. It's their old music kicks ass.
Yeah.
They have some seriously awesome songs.
Speaking about band tattoos, before that I played the Cancer Bats.
Oh, yeah.
Their
there
album,
you go.
Birthing the Giant, that song was called Ghost Bust That. And I recently got a tattoo on my arm done. I would say it's almost the entire length of
pretty
my
large.
Forearm.
Pretty large. No question.
Of a severed ram's head with the lyrics in a banner around it saying, "These lambs will make us living ghosts," which is the last line from the song that I played. And it means absolutely nothing. I was just listening to that song one day, and the last two lines are, "These lambs will slaughter us. These lambs will make us living ghosts." And I saw like a severed ram's head and a severed ghost head, and I was like, "That's gonna be really rad." And now I'm getting it done. And then next month, I'm getting the "These lambs will slaughter us" with a goat's head on my other arm.
Hold it up again. No, the other way.
What? This way?
Yeah, it's upside down. Like that, right? Okay.
Yep. That's... But everything's right side up when you put it.
Exactly. No, that's the. I thought I had it backwards. Yep. I thought mine were the other way.
Yeah, it's probably going to be something that I'm going to look at in like 10 years, going like, oh my God. What
Dude, you
was
have awesome
I thinking?
Tattoos. Marielle's got tons of tattoos, and they're all super sweet.
Half of them don't mean anything. Half of them are just like, that would be pretty rad if I got that done.
Unlike a multitude of Star Wars tattoos and what have you.
Hey, I've been thinking about it. My artist said that he wants to give me a Han Solo portrait.
Is that so?
Yeah, and I was like, well, if you do it for free, I'll let you do it. I also recommended all of the bounty hunters in a Last Supper type scene.
Ah, there aren't enough of them, though.
What? There's only there are enough. No, there are enough, but wow. They're not all in the movie.
Wow.
Anyways, before the Cancer Bats, I played the Descendants off of I Don't Want to Grow Up. That song was called Silly Girl.
Fine band.
Probably my favorite Descendants song.
Really, eh?
Ever. Yeah, probably. I will make that statement.
Yeah.
And I started off that set with Death Clock off of the Death album. That song's called Briefcase Full of Guts. They played in Seattle recently, and I didn't go. Trevor didn't go.
I had a good excuse. I made damn sure.
I had no excuse. Oh, well. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what to say.
It hurts.
I'm going to play Nerf Herder because I don't think I have anything else.
Speaking of Star Wars.
Yeah, speaking about Star Wars. Star Wars trivia. Who said the line? Okay, and this is from the original movies, right? So not the new ones. Who said the line, "I think so"?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. And it's not someone like, it's not a stupid answer like Chewbacca or R2. It's
like, that's a relief.
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, man.
From the first one. Episode 4.
I think so.
Do, do, do,
oh, Lord.
Do, 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 do.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Did Luke bring those droids into town like I asked him to?
I think so. Oh, Aunt Beru.
Aunt Beru. Oh. Aunt Beru. This is Nerf Herder.
That saucy minx.
Sitting in my boxers, eating Apple Jacks. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. Walking into late night Cinemax. Welcome to my world. Captain Crunch, nicotine and the Brady Bunch. I'm building a boat out of pudding cups. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. Non-stop, no girl action without you. This old shirt is starting to stink. I don't give a damn what people think. I can take a leak in the kitchen. Mr. Belvin.
my car broke down, so then I had a hitch a ride. I was almost there when the motor died. Don't hate me forever. I'm better late than never. I failed you. I'm sorry. That's simply my life story. I know it's much too late. I was in a plane and it was falling from the sky. I knew I had to survive so I could say goodbye. Don't hate me forever. I'm better late than never. I failed you. I'm sorry. That's simply my life story. My life story. My life story. Change the time that I was gonna call you or say I was about to. You change your mind like I changed the time. I said that I would be there, but then I didn't have a thing to wear. Don't hate me forever. I'm better late than never. I failed you. I'm sorry. That's simply my life story. My life story.
from the early morning movie to the late night show. After it's over, nowhere to go. And I'm not sorry for the things I do. My brain is stuck from shooting glue. I'm not sorry for the things I do. Carbone and I glue. Carbone and I glue. In the closet and I feel alright. Run out of copper when I'm through at the glue. Run out of bed and road spread too. If TV's called, why am I sweat? Mom and Pop want to put me away.
progress and I came from war. Only a false sense of increase. And the world won't wait for the truth on a plate. But we're ready now to feast on an atheist peace. Oh, yeah. Oh, an atheist peace.
Let's make rock and roll. First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Ah, here you go, yeah! Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. To say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., right here on CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Crap.
Possibly, crap. But only 2 minutes, you see.
Which is...
That's the beauty of it. It's 2 minutes out of our lives. It was a crap
you will,
song. It's
you will
a,
not find crap on this show.
Chalk it up to experience.
You will not find crap on this show or
Hell
this station.
No.
No. This station being 101.9 FM.
Crap-free.
CITR in Vancouver. A crap-free zone since, I don't know.
Earlier this evening, I think.
Earlier this evening, maybe. I don't even know. This is Vengeance Is Mine. My name's Marielle. I am usually the host of We All Fall Down on Thursdays, but this week is CITR's show swap week. Stay tuned to CITR all week because other programmers have maybe switched with shows with like other programmers that you wouldn't usually expect.
Exactly. Like, they may have done something that we didn't and switched with.
That we what?
A show with a different genre than their own.
Exactly.
As opposed to ours, which is
we kind of just,
Trevor
and I are like ready, I don't know, it's... For me, this is just like programming 2 hours of my show.
Exactly.
Almost.
I only have to do 1 hour.
So. Lucky you.
Pretty much.
But people like Chris Horrific who do... Chris Horrific does Parts Unknown on Mondays. He switched... And which is usually like an indie pop, indie rock show. He switched out with a Bollywood show.
Oh, yeah.
So... Yeah.
Now, is he going to play his regular stuff or is he going to try to play Bollywood stuff?
He's going to try and play Bollywood stuff.
I see.
And I don't think anyone filled in for his show. So there will be 2 hours of dead air.
Hmm.
Which might even be better than listening to Chris's show.
Ouch.
Just joking. It's just a joke. I'm really tired. I worked all day. All right. Give me a break.
What I don't did feeling, I... dude. I get up early on Mondays. It's a long day for me.
Man. I don't know. But you probably get like a nap in there somewhere. And...
Naps don't really work for me very well. Mm. I'll lay awake for half an hour and then be all groggy when I get up. And I'll look like hell.
But I'm always groggy and I always look pretty crappy. Like today, I decided to wear no makeup whatsoever. And don't look at me, I'm hideous.
You don't generally wear a lot of makeup.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't even matter. I played Bad Religion. Off of their album, The Empire Strikes First, that song was called Atheist Peace. Prior to that, The Dwarves off of Come Clean, the song was called Over You. And I had tickets to go see The Dwarves the last time they were here, which was about, actually, almost a year ago.
Yeah, at the Plaza. I saw
yeah.
That.
And I didn't go.
It was a fine show, as a matter of fact. You
I
didn't
bet
go?
It was. No, I didn't go. But I bought two tickets.
Huh.
And I don't know, it was a weird time, and they...
You and your politics.
Yeah, I know.
Black
whatever.
Halos played. Man, do they suck balls. Let me just go on record as saying the Black Halos suck balls. I know it's not popular to say in Vancouver, but there it is. I don't like... They're probably my least favorite local band.
You know what? I think a lot of people think that. They're just afraid to say it. So Trevor said what...
They suck. I'm sorry.
Seriously. Straight up, they suck.
That show, Billy Hopeless was pulling down his pants and trying to make out like his, oh, my pants have fallen off. I'm so punk rock. Look at me. And he's pulling down his pants. We're like, dude, we can see what you're doing, you fucking idiot. So, yeah, dwarves are good and Black Halos are not so good.
All right. I think the Black Halos were one of the first bands that I saw, like when I was 13.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Inspired you to this life of rock and roll.
Something like that. I don't know. I don't even know if this is a life of rock and roll. It's more the life of a peon. That's what I am. Before the Dwarves, I played the Ramones off of Leave Home. That song is called Carbona, Not Glue. And
they're a good band. They're going to go places.
The Ramones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
They got a thing.
They have a good sound going on. I hope.
Look. It's good.
I hope they make it big one day.
I always see interviews with, like, Johnny Ramone and stuff, and I forget that he was in the Ramones. I'm like, that guy is such a crouchy jerk. Like, why does anybody want to talk to him? Oh, right, he's one of the greatest guitar players of all time. Of course.
Right, and he's dead.
I'm like, why is he being interviewed in this punk rock movie, this Republican idiot guy? Oh, of course, right. He played guitar in the Ramones. Oh, he influenced every guitar player that's
the Ramones,
played since then, of
right.
course.
Right, about that.
It slips my mind.
Whoops.
Sorry.
Oh, well,
please
happens to a lot of us. Before that, Rocket from the Crypt off of Group Sounds. That song was called This Bad Check Is Gonna Stick. Another band that's not together. Another band that I never saw live. Great.
Oh, I saw them. I actually saw them at one of the Warped Tours, actually.
I bet you Trevor could tell you the date,
the
venue.
Likely not. Well, it was
the
Plaza of Nations.
What time it was when he saw.
They were the last band of the night. They played after, I can't remember. Lagwagon played, but that was the afternoon. No Effects was there.
I don't even remember concerts
that
I saw like
tour
last
I ever
month.
Went to.
And I don't go to a lot of shows, so you think that
what
when I
talking
do
about?
Go
you
to
go to shows all the time.
No, I don't.
You're a social butterfly.
You would think so. I'd beg to differ. I just do a lot of working. I was telling Trevor that I worked so much last paycheck that I thought I would make like so much money, but I got pushed into a higher tax bracket and I just made a bit above.
Society made more money off
Society
of you. Thank you on behalf of
me.
All of us.
Society raped me.
Thank you. It was good for us.
Oh, Jesus. Whatever. Before Rocket from the Crypt, I played MXPX off of their album The Ever Passing Moment. That song was called My Life Story. Prior to that, The Vandals off of Hollywood Potato Chip. That song was a cover of Don't Stop Me, originally by Queen.
I've heard you sing that song, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, let's not bring that up.
They call
up.
You Mr. Fahrenheit.
No, let's not bring that up.
No, but it was awesome, dude. I'm sure
Randy before that album.
Photographic evidence.
Damn it! But not audio evidence.
More's the pity.
Damn it. Off of Randy the Band, that song's called Red Banner Rockers.
They can't take a compliment.
Before that, Nerf Herder. Off of American Cheese, that song was called Welcome to My World.
A good?
That's what I played on Trevor's show.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Is this usually a bit longer than than your...
See, by this point, the cat's ass is done. I'm usually gone. And either I've left the Spotlight CD on repeat, which I often do. Last week it was my municipal waste spotlight that I left on all night. So that's what was playing for 6 hours. Or sometimes I'll just finish the spotlight and put something else on repeat.
I see.
Yeah, I'm kind of a lazy sack of shit. I like to sleep.
That's okay.
I like sleeping.
Maybe I am kind of running out of music to play, so maybe we'll play a couple more songs and then call it a night.
Hey, it's your show, man.
It's still your show. I'm just driving this week. I'm just at the wheel.
I don't want you to fall asleep.
Oh, okay. Which I haven't done before. Never been in a car accident. Let's try to keep it that way.
Yes.
I wanted to play Against Me next.
Indeed.
I'm not a huge Against Me fan, but they are coming to town. So I figured, I don't know if, it doesn't even look like you're supposed to talk about shows on
No,
your...
I used to have that. It used to be the Cityscape gig guide I had to read out.
Yeah.
And then I did it anyways for a while, and then I had to put it all together myself, and so I stopped because I'm lazy.
Oh. You see, I'm used to talking about show listings. I'm used to taking like 10 minutes out of my show to talk about concerts coming up and bands coming in and around Vancouver, but whatever, if you don't have to, we won't do that today.
No, there's certainly no pressing need. The log doesn't command it.
I will tell you, and we do what the log tells us to do.
Well, yes, no. That we do.
Theoretically.
That's the first time I've ever heard that. Third time's a charm promo. I'm supposed to play it every week.
Shh. I don't know if Bryce is listening.
Anyways.
Against Me are coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Japanther and the St. Alvia Cartel September 15th at the Croatian Cultural Center, which means it's an all-ages show, guys. And that's all the show listings you're going to get. I'm going to play some Against Me right now. A song called Americans Abroad. I don't remember if this song is good or not, but let's hope so.
I think it is.
All right.
I think it's a hell of
a
song.
This isn't the single off the album, is it?
I couldn't tell you, to be honest.
Yeah, I couldn't.
I received an album of theirs today called Americans Abroad. I think it might have been a live album. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Let's just play it.
I'm not so sure. This is the best summer that I've ever had. European vacation, me and my best friends. We're Americans abroad. We're Americans abroad. Whatever there is to be said, say it less. I'm not like them. I'm not so sure.
This is not my last show ever.
This is not Trevor's last show ever. This is not, like, the beginning of the end.
No, it's not.
No.
Ideally, you'd take over the slot, though, if I left. I mean, it's really late and stuff, and nobody wants it.
And nobody.
Yeah, but that's fine.
I live close enough.
Maybe Rush and Tim could do it.
Maybe we could get him. Yeah, but we don't know how long Rush and Tim is in the country for.
Too true.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's getting a citizenship.
Really?
In fact, I think he's a citizen. He was talking about getting his Canadian passport.
Oh, awesome.
I think. Anyways.
He's pretty rad. He'll play a lot of NoFX.
But, I may be leaving at some point. I decided that I was probably going to make this my last year. And if I get this new job, I won't be able to work late on Tuesdays anymore. So, and I like sleep. Sleep's good.
Well, whatever. Yeah, I'm too tired to come up with some kind of witty argument. Try and convince you to stay, but...
Well, it's not that I would quit
mark
CITR.
My words.
I might want to get another show, like another time slot.
Oh, you just get another time slot?
Not necessarily, but I wouldn't want to quit for good. Mm-hmm. I'd still want to be a member of the Radio Society.
I wouldn't want you to quit either. Just saying. I can also.
That's what they tell me at HMV.